Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. Just so grateful to have you with me today as we study again this book of Galatians, learning what God has for us and the way that we are to live our lives. So let's go to Him in prayer before we begin. Heavenly Father, we thank You so much for Your love, Your grace, Your joy that comes when we read Your Word. And Lord, as we're learning more about You in this book of Galatians, I pray that You will give us the truth that You want us to know by Your Holy Spirit. And Lord, empower us to live according to that truth so that we might be pleasing in Your eyes. We bless You today as we study. Thank You for being with us. In Jesus' name, amen. The title to today's lesson is Communicating with Teachers. And it's taken from the book of Galatians chapter 6 and verse 6. In chapter 6 of Galatians, Paul the Apostle has given instruction to the church members about their behavior toward one another and themselves. He told them to restore one another when they are overtaken in a fault. They were to bear one another's burdens and not to think too highly of themselves. They were to examine their own works and do them as unto the Lord. They were also to bear their own burdens and keep their eyes upon their own activities and not worry about what others should be doing. In verse 6 of the book of Galatians in chapter 6, Paul turns his attention toward those who are teachers. He says, "Let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teaches in all good things." Paul begins, "Let him that is taught in the word." Paul is referring to the students of the word of God. There is nothing like being taught God's word. Not about the word or from the word, but the word of God itself. Paul knows as a student of the word of God himself how important it is to be taught the word of God. Incidentally, Paul wrote about half of the books of the New Testament himself, so there's no doubt he knew the importance of being taught the Word. Paul goes on to say, "Communicate unto him that teaches in all good things." Paul employs the word communicate, which means to come into communion or fellowship with, to become a sharer, be made a partner. The idea is that the student is to express appreciation by supporting his or her teacher. Notice, too, that Paul says, "in all good things." We read in the Gospel of Luke in chapter 10 and verse 7, as Jesus sent his disciples out to minister, he told them, "The laborer is worthy of his hire." Moses wrote to the children of Israel in the book of Deuteronomy in chapter 25 and verse 4, "You shall not muzzle the ox when he treads out the corn." And in the book of 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 6, we are reminded, "The husbandman that labors must first partake of the fruits." In other words, students of the Word of God are to support their teachers. Now, this idea can go to extremes, and there are some teachers of the Word of God today who badger and guilt their students into supporting them. This is not to be. However, those who teach the Word of God need support to live and be as everyone else. Sometimes this support may be as simple as a card, a note, or kind words of appreciation. Other times it may be monetary support, dinners, food, or clothing. There are many ways to bless those who teach us God's Word. Those who are in the ministry to teach others the Word of God are to be blessed by those he or she teaches. And those teachers who teach are most effectively are those who know there is support from those they are teaching. The most blessed teachers of the Word of God are those who do not worry over their pay, their benefits, their financial packages, and the like, but rather are so blessed that their students simply receive God's Word and apply it to their lives. Next time, Paul will teach the teachers of the Word of God. So read ahead and let us join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May He make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study His Word. In Jesus' name,